Case number 13020, Michelle Kinsey seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures, section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lincoln Avenue within the Cape Windsor subdivision. The 911 address is 38827 Lincoln Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 32. The applicant is seeking a 2.3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a deck, a 3.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a set of steps. We have 11 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening, Board. Charles Armbruster, Tomasetti Law, on behalf of Ms. Kinsey. Mr. Sharp, could you swear in my witness?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Michelle Kinsey, 5 Seminole Avenue, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And before we get going, Board members, and Mr. Armbruster may be addressing this as well, you may recall we had this property come before us this summer with some variances on different structures. And it was discovered at that time that there was a deck and steps to the rear of the home that had not been included as part of that application. The board in its findings said we're not taking any position on that. The applicant, as I understand, has come back before the board with an application for variances for that deck and steps that's there. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. If you said, hey, this looks familiar, that's why. It is the same property, but it was something that we had discussed and it was included in the findings for the other part of the case.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this property has numerous variances, either handled by myself, my uncle, Mr. Tomasetti, or the real estate agent that was the representative for Ms. Kinsey. And despite all of the shuffling of the decks, we apologize for not properly addressing this in the previous application. Ms. Kinsey, when did you purchase the property?
I purchased it in 2014.
And at the time of your purchase, was there a deck on the property?
Yes, there was.
And how long did that deck stay there?
Until 2022, it was rotten and we needed to refurbish it.
And the steps that enter your house, were those steps on the house when you purchased the property?
Yes, they were.
And when did you replace those steps?
Also in 2022.
And the steps that exist there now, are they similar to the steps that were there when you purchased the property?
Yes, it's the exact footprint.
And then the deck, could you comment on the footprint of the deck?
It's also the exact footprint of the deck that was on the house when I purchased it.
Are there any other properties in your neighborhood that have decks or steps off of their property or steps going to it?
Yeah, almost all of them. I mean, the lots are very, very narrow, so it's not uncommon for the steps to go even right up to the property line in that neighborhood. So
the request for tonight's variance really arises from the multitude of variances that have been requested based on this oddly shaped lot. To no fault of Ms. Kinsey, when they replaced the deck, they had assumed that the variance existed at the time of the purchase or the approvals from the variance that they obtained after their purchase. It simply requests a 2.3-foot side yard variance for the deck, which runs parallel to the back of the portion of the property. I think there's an exhibit from the existing survey from Simpler that depicts the deck, which both myself and Ms. Kinsey thought there was a variance that addressed that issue during our previous application. The applicant also seeks a 3.1-foot side yard variance for the steps coming out of the side of the property, which once again were replaced in the exact same footprint as the existing steps. Because of the long history of this property in front of this board, I'm going to defer to see if the board has any questions.
Questions? So everything is existing now, correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
I can certainly see if you tore something back and put it back exactly like it was, you'd think.
Yes. You know, based on the previous application and the chaotic nature of the opposition and that nature, I think that's what led to this being brought to the attention of Sussex County. But everything that was there was replaced in the format that it was on the survey that was submitted and as the property existed in 2014.
Mr. Tomasetti, in our packet that we've received with the letters of no objection for the deck as it is currently built, is one of those letters from the folks who have lot number 50 next door?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I would just comment on lot number 50, very similar in regards to the use of the side yard as compared to the applicant's use of the side yard.
Mr. Sharp? Is this the primary ingress and egress from the house, those two, the steps from the side and then the deck to the rear?
The one on the side, there's two sets of steps. The one on the side is, no, neither one of them are. There's one in the front.
Okay.
It's the primary.
Yes. But it's a way to get in and out of the house?
Yes.
Is this deck covered at all?
No.
Have you had any complaints about any of these structures that you're aware of since you've owned them? Was a permit obtained, Ms. Norwood, for those, the replacement of those structures? Mr. Armbruster?
Yeah, if I could comment on that. So in replacing the deck, permit was not obtained. A violation was provided after the previous summer variance application. The applicant is aware of the permit requirement. They have plans. In order to obtain the permit at this stage of the process, the variance has to be approved in order for them to issue the permit to correct the violation that was cited as a result of the issue that transpired from this summer.
Did you use a builder to replace the, to place those? Do you know?
I'll take that.
Okay.
The opposing party from the previous variance is a licensed contractor and actually helped the applicant with the putting the deck and the side yard steps back into its existing footprint.
But he didn't get a permit or advise you?
That is correct.
It's all coming full circle now.
Yeah. Are there any issues with maintaining it while remaining on your property that you're aware of? Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does.
Okay. You all may have a seat. Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13020 for Ms. Michelle Kinsey and entertain a motion. Might as well start.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13020 for the requested variances. The property does have unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovengood.
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. Vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Thank you. Ms. Norwood, would you like a recess?
Yes, sir.
Okay.